find him.
I spent a month researching the cases of victims Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus. One of Amanda's ex-boyfriends looked good for it, but the police had no evidence. Then one day, in 2013, I was watching my son tumble around in his gymnastics class when I got a text from an old source in the Cleveland Police Department. Amanda and Gina just walked out of a house on the west side, and a third woman is here. By the end of the day, Ariel Castro was in custody. When I went back through my notes, Castro's name was there. His daughter was the last person with Gina DeJesus before she was abducted. My editor had asked me not to interview her because, at the time, she was a minor. I will always wonder what might have happened if I never listened to him. The summer after they caught Castro, I took my family to Ocean City, Maryland on vacation. I needed a break from it all, and intended to get caught up on some Stephen King and John Irving novels while my kids built sandcastles on the beach. The condo had this old dining room table with an annoying wobble. And on the second day, I was motivated to fix it. I surveyed the owner's bookshelves for the right-sized paperback, and in that way happened across a sun-faded copy of Richard Chizmar's true crime book, Chasing the Boogeyman. I started leafing through it, and quickly forgot about the table. By dinner, I was obsessed with the details revealed in the book, and the horrible unsolved murders that rocked the town of Edgewood in 1988. By midnight, I'd finished it. I took Chasing the Boogeyman with me when we left. I guess that's stealing. But I reasoned this was a better fate for the book than holding up the corner of a dining room table. When I got home, I puttered around the internet for a bit to find out if they'd ever caught the guy. But all I could find were old articles on LexisNexis. No updates for the last 10 years. I was surprised, though, to find that Chizmar had become a publisher himself, with some Stephen King titles, no less. I even had an old issue of his magazine, Cemetery Dance, from back in college. And it had his contact info listed on the editorial page. On a whim, I decided to email Chizmar. Any updates on the Boogeyman mystery? I took a picture of my pilfered copy of his book and sent it along as an attachment, and included my phone number. 5 minutes later, my phone rang. It was Chiz. I think we talked about the murders for 2 or 3 hours that night. 20-some years later, he still remembered every detail, every source he'd spoken to. It was still an obsession, I could tell. I had planned to write a feature story about his quest as a young man to find the killer. But other stories, newer stories, got in the way. Then came that morning in September 2019 when I saw The Boogeyman trending on Twitter. I clicked the link, thinking it was a promotion for some new horror movie, a part of me trying not to get my hopes up. And sure enough, it concerned the Edgewood murders. I felt my body go numb when I saw the name of the man police had just arrested. It was the last person I'd expected. Chizmar didn't answer the phone that day, or for the rest of the week. I got the details from Carly Albright's updates in the Washington Post. There was a feeling of palpable relief in the air, and it reminded me of when the Golden State Killer was apprehended. When a monster is finally caught against all odds, it feels like magic. The author J.R.R. Tolkien had a word for that feeling, eucatastrophe. The opposite of catastrophe, and all the more important because it's even rarer. I've been waiting for Richard Chizmar's final words on the matter. I heard he actually interviewed the killer in prison, and I was anxious to hear what he'd discovered. So it's quite an honor to be asked to introduce this long overdue final edition of his book. If I've learned anything from Chizmar's journey, though, it's that, in the end, patience and hope win out over evil and indifference. Almost all the time. I hope you will agree. James Renner, March 3rd, 2020. James Renner is the author of True Crime Addict, the controversial book on the Maura Murray disappearance, as well as the novels The Man from Primrose Lane, and most recently, Muse. He got his start as a crime beat reporter in Cleveland.